President Karzai told an audience at the Wilson Center that growing poppies to produce heroin represents about 30% of Afghanistan's economy.
It is a very serious problem. It is what also that's feeding terrorism. And it's an embarrassment to us, the Afghan people. But it is, as much as we hate it, as much as it is an embarrassment, it is also, unfortunately, a reality, an economic reality.
Mr. Karzai says the Afghan government is committed to destroying poppy production, but that international assistance is needed. He predicted it could take 10 years to completely eradicate the crop. The Afghan president also spoke of the recent resurgence of Taliban militants in southern Afghanistan. U.S. military officials have expressed concern about the upsurge in fighting, which has worsened despite the presence of 21,000 American troops and about 19,000 soldiers from other NATO nations. Relations between Afghanistan and Pakistan have been strained over accusations from Afghan officials that Islamabad is not doing enough to fight militants who are crossing their long mountainous border. Pakistan rejects the accusation, saying it has deployed 80,000 troops in remote border areas. During his speech, President Karzai says Pakistan must close religious schools or madrasas, he says are training suicide bombers and other terrorists.
There will not be an end to terrorism unless we remove the sources of hatred in madrasas, the training grounds, and the reliance of some entities in that part of the world on extremism as instruments of policy.
Mr. Karzai is scheduled to hold talks with President Bush on Tuesday. The two men are scheduled to have dinner Wednesday with Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf and are expected to discuss cooperation in the war on terror. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.